to Coog with McCarthy in support on the inside. He takes the reverse pass and dashes 20 yards to touchdown between the posts.
Welcome to another edition of Rabbit Eyes Radio. My name is Grant Chappell, I'm joined by loyal co-host and friend Darren Brownie Brown. What's doing, Brownie?
Yeah, not too much, chaps, and g'day to all the listeners out there.
Been a tough start of the season for the mighty Rabbitohs. I don't know about you, Brownie, but I haven't had a drink the last few weeks. Still trying to do that Johnny Gannon challenge after Vegas. Obviously, I had to put it on hold for Vegas. I got on the Terps over there a fair bit, but I feel like I had a hangover on Saturday morning, but I didn't drink.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty, was it, chaps? And there were certainly some concerns in the club and the team, and we'll go through them in a short time.
Yeah, we'll get to that a little bit later. But look, the experience out there, it was a great atmosphere. Pity we couldn't put on a bloody good performance here to match the Chookies. They were too good, the Chooks. They look ominous. That big Dom Young out wide, geez, I'd hate to tackle him. Look, there was a few blues in the crowd, even up where I was. There was a bit of a blue on, or a lot of South fans out there. Craig Banks, shout out to you, mate. He was sitting right near us. Nicky Fletcher had a chat. Nick, his Sunday bird for the New South Wales Cup side, went really well. We'll chat about that one later. Benny LeBlanc was out there saying his son's on the mend. He won't be too far away, 6-7 weeks away. He's had a few complications with his heart, actually, working. I think he was operating at 80% or something like that, and now he's going to be operating at 100%, so who knows.
Wow.
The improvements in him will be enormous going forward. But, Brownie, you went to the spa event. How was that?
Yeah, it was good, chaps. Met up the South juniors before the game, like we always do. Pre-game drinks and a bit of food. Shannon, Donato, all the Rabbitohs hierarchy were there. And a few of the old boys were there as well. So, yeah, look, it was a Roosters home game. So the numbers were probably down just a little bit. If it was a Rabbitohs home game, it would have been a lot more numbers there. But, yeah, great event. Hopped on the tram and, like everyone, got to the game. Wonderful stadium, isn't it, chaps? 36,000. There was plenty of cheering, plenty of roar.
Great crowd.
Look, I'm probably going to say that the Roosters outdone us in the numbers in terms
of the fans. Well, it was a home game. Yeah. I reckon it was 60-40. There was a lot of South fans out there, especially where I was sitting. You know, there's a lot of red and green and a lot of abuse being hurled at the referee. And I'll tell you what, the referee had no impact on the result.
No.
Not the result. Maybe the scoreline he did, but not the result.
And we did a little video prior to walking into the game, chaps, about our pizza giveaway. Tell us a little bit about that.
Obviously, Site Pizza, a number of our sponsors for season 2024, was lucky enough to donate one free pizza a week for 52 weeks. Outstanding prize. And we did a video out the front, which we'll put up on our Instagram page already. And the winner was Bree Kearns, mate. Bree, lovely Bree. Oh, what was the handle?
Yeah, congratulations to Bree, and she'll be eating a pizza a week from Site Pizza. I was there last night, chaps. It's a great venue down there at Little Bay. Beautiful food, wonderful service, great atmosphere, and they've also got a shop down there at Maroubra. So congratulations to Bree, and a big thank you to Glenn and his team down there at Site Pizza.
Well, they're just across the road there from KFC or the Rex Hotel. Just across the road there if you want to get a pizza.
I know what I'd rather.
Yeah, pizza. Mate, my kids were after that game. They wanted to go to KFC, so we stopped in a KFC. And mate, who walks in? The whole reserve grade team walks in. You got, you know, Lockie Ilias and Jai Gray, and like the girls got a little wave off them and that. They're all in good spirits. They had a good win.
But, well, they would have been on a high. Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you what, I wasn't on a high after eating a bit of KFC. I felt like having a lie down. It was it's an awful food.
Yeah, I haven't had KFC.
I should have went over the road,
time.
But I think they might have been wrapped up by then, the boys. But look, getting to the game itself, Brownie, the scoreline was ugly, 48 points to 6. It started with a strip penalty. I thought we'd start off really well because the contact was pretty big in that first tackle, and Dave Mwale and a few others. But from then on in, they just wrestled momentum off us automatically in that first set of six, and it was hard to get it back. I think we got it back maybe in that second half for a period. I thought we were on top there. We scored a try through Hostie, and but then we just kept coming up with errors. Any time we tried to build pressure, we're under the pump. We lost a lot of the rucks, Brownie.
Mm. Yeah, chaps, we were never in the contest from my point of view. Like you said, that first won the challenge. From there on in, we were just on the back foot. We were never in the contest. The ruck speed, like you said, chaps, Brandon Smith was just running right. And, yeah, basically never in the contest.
Yeah, he had his best game for the Chookies, unfortunately, Brandon Smith. I was reading the stat. I don't think he's ever lost a game to the Rabbitohs. You know that?
Wow.
Never lost a game. Mm. That was that was an interesting one. Look, he was there last year. He didn't play his best season, but he won both games and he won this one. And I don't think there's another stat there. I think Joey Sawali or something's never lost a game at Allianz Stadium. And he, mate, he had a fair game, old Joey. They went, the other thing that my daughter mentioned, she goes, have they missed a kick, Dad? And I said, oh, yeah, they've missed one. I was, you know, in the, and I had a look at it. They didn't miss a kick either, which blew the scoreline out. Look, we had moments where we looked like we're going to open them up, and but they just didn't have enough support around the ball. I think Keon turned Tassie under. Was a nice little flick pass play before half time. The second half, we shifted a bit and looked okay, but the final pass was forward from Cody, or the crossfield kick found a Roosters jersey. Any ball on the ground that was kicked loosely seemed to land on a Rooster's lap, or any loose ball on the ground. We just weren't able to get the numbers there.
Yeah, without a doubt. Chaps, they got all the 50-50 calls, but you've got to make your own luck in this game. And they had a bit of luck in terms of a couple of them tries that you just mentioned. Sam Walker, that little Alfie Langer-type kick, and then he towed it on and scored just to the right-hand side of the post. That fluky kick that the 5-8
Sandon
kicked,
yeah, Smith did, yeah.
Just off the off the deck and landed straight in to Manu's hands, and he scored. Just that's just another, you know, a 50-50 play.
Another side story about that play. I went down to training today for the interviews and stuff. I didn't bother interviewing them all. But they asked AJ about a few things, and he said, oh, look, you know, no excuses, but we've had a lot of injuries. Anyway, he goes, I've even lost two teeth. And they said, oh, they probed him a bit about it. It was actually in that contest with Joey Marnie, knocked two teeth out.
Wow.
I actually was about to say, was it in Dumb Young's hip from when he ran down the sideline? You know, because he ran over him in that early in the first half. But no, it was actually Joey Marnie's accidentally elbowed him or whatever in the collision and knocked his teeth out, poor old AJ. And he said, that's it, mate. See, I also got to pay for that one. I don't blame him.
Probably didn't wear a mouth guard. But yeah, look, we just weren't in the contest, chaps. A couple of stats that we'll go through very shortly is not helping our cause. And we just look off the pace, mate. To be honest with you, I watch a lot of football. I watch just about every game over the weekend. And we're not at the level, you know, what some of these NRL clubs are at.
Well, I'll ask you, Brownie, do we look fit?
Look, are we fit?
And Alex has brought up a fair point where we've had a lot of key injuries that we probably kept out of the media. Like, I think prior to Christmas, we had eight calf injuries.
Yeah. We're probably fit.
Not ideal, but...
We're probably fit, but from what I can see, we're not as fit as the other teams.
No, we might be a month behind some of these other teams. We might not see our best footy till, I don't know, the end of April or something like that. I don't know, but look, sometimes, look, winning can become a habit, Brownie, but so can losing. At the moment, losing's becoming a habit, and the boys have got to dig deep and find a way, and it can't just be blamed on the team. We can't sit there and just make 20 changes every week and think that's going to fix everything. Mm. You know, we've seen, we changed Lockie to Dean. Dean was playing on the back foot all night. Our forward pack was sort of well beaten, wasn't it?
Mm, yeah, definitely.
So, you know, we could put Joey Johns in there. We probably wouldn't have won the other night. Mm. But that's, it's got to start from the top and filter its way down. They're going to make some certain changes. Whatever they've done in the off-season hasn't quite worked. And I'm sure South will be working their butt off in the offices there to try and come up with a way to spark this team.
Mm. To give us some sort of credit, chaps, we have played three of the top teams in the NRL that are probably going to be in the top four this year. By the looks of it, Manly have started on fire. The Broncos, who are expected to be up there again after being playing in last year's grand final, and the Roosters, well, geez, they've come out all guns blazing. and we've met them in the first three rounds. We always knew that we had a tough run early on, three away games, but it's still no excuse from my point of view and from what I can see. We're just off the pace. And
we've just come out of the off-season not bouncing. There's no spring in our step. It'll come. I mean, I don't know whether they've put too much load into them or what, but at the back end, or those injuries have taken its toll in key positions. Your Damien Cooks, your Cody Walkers, like Alex Johnson said today, Cody's a superstar of our team. Mm. Ball player. Look, he's a little bit behind on the run at the moment. He's not at his peak fitness. Look, he'll get there. When he does get there, look out for Cody Walker.
And like I said, chaps, we've just played three of the top sides. Now, on the back of that, we've had an average of a 70% completion rate, which is poor. You're not going to win games against anyone.
Well, the Roosters were 86% the other day against us.
Yeah, we were 65% at half time. So we're never in the game. Over the three games, we've got an average of 70%. You're not going to win games. 30 offloads in them three games. That's what we've got to start stopping, the offloads, the second phase play.
Geez, didn't they get the offloads away, the Chookies?
Unbelievable. I don't know how many they had, but we've had 30 offloads against us in them three games. We've only come up with 16 offloads ourselves. So
50%, basically, yeah.
Yep. So 40 errors, obviously, compacts to the completion rate. 40 errors is not good enough.
Mm.
109 missed tackles. So on the back of playing three quality teams, we're making all them errors.
On the road too, Brent. There's been an aeroplane involved in all of them, bar one.
Mm.
Look, I just had a look at the crowd averages just because I'm hoping the South fans who have just no one gets behind their team like the Bunnies, even in a tough position. Mm. We're averaging 37,500 fans a week the first 3 weeks of the season. Mm. That's incredible crowd. Yeah. So hopefully. Look, you South fans can get out there and get behind the Rabbitohs in their first home game. Don't give up on the boys. Look, you know, win, lose or draw, South Sydney till we die, mate. That's how we play.
And look, and all of that is a little one percenters, all them stats
that
we just said. If every player can come up and stop one offload each, that'll take them numbers down. If everyone can just come up with holding the ball, making one less error. It's all just about collectively buying into the system and doing things better over the next couple of weeks.
As a team, we'll get it back on the road. You can sit there and point fingers at individuals, your forwards, your this, your 5-8, whatever. It just doesn't matter. It's all got to come from the entire 36-man squad.
Mm.
Everyone's got to lift. Everyone's got to make a sacrifice, make the right meal choice. Get your rest right. Get your recovery spot on. Recovery is so important in sport. Get all that done. And eventually, this ship will turn into a winning ship. At the moment, we're on the back foot. We look slow. Our play the ball looks a little bit slow. We're not able to generate any ruck speed and generate any space for the boys out the back. On a positive note, actually, Brownie, look, having a look at that team last week, we made a couple of key changes. How did you think Dean went and Hostie, the blokes who come in?
Oh, look, Dean. He tried to kick us out of trouble on a couple of occasions and found the grass, something that we haven't been doing over the last couple of weeks. And it was probably a hard game for Dean to come into and play his natural game because we had no field position whatsoever. We had no attacking options. So all Dean was doing was trying to kick us out of trouble. And, Dean was probably in a position there where he just had to try and do his best.
He was targeted a lot by the Chookies.
He was.
I know there was even one where Hardgraves got it and Dean wasn't in front of him, but he went over looking for him. And you know what? He made the tackle. He came up with 19 tackles, 5 missed tackles, but a lot of them were just rampaging forwards of Dean making the effort to go over and try and put a shot on him. I thought his kicking game got better as the game went on. His first couple were a bit nervous. They were a bit of a nervous kick, a big crowd.
I think his first one maybe went dead and they got a 7 tackle set.
Yeah,
that was the first time we got down there.
But right, he did find the grass and some of them wobbled around and Teddy didn't just catch it on the fall and sprint up. He had to turn around, bend down and pick him up.
Took
and all
a
that
bit
sort
of time,
stuff.
That's right, 100%.
Look, he'll be better for the run and I was at training today and he was playing halfback today, so I expect him to be named tomorrow at halfback. If there's any questions around that, I think that will be dispelled. I expect him to be named tomorrow afternoon by JD. I'm not going to give anything else away, but look, Dean will be given every opportunity. Brownie, would you make any changes this week?
Oh, look.
And is it going to make a difference?
Yeah, well, look, they didn't really make a difference last week, like we just spoke about. But is there changes coming? I'm not sure. Positional changes, maybe, chaps, within the team. I think Jai Gray has got to come into the team somewhere, whether he comes off the bench. He's an explosive player. He gives us speed. He plays with energy. I just think he's got to be there. That's what we need. We're lacking speed. We're lacking creativity, and we're lacking spark.
Would he come at the expense of someone like a Liver, who I thought played really well in that game too, but he's at that rotational hooker piece? You're going to ask Damien to play hooker. I don't know if you can play Jai down there at hooker in the middle of the field. It's a pretty tough position for him, but he'd be that'd be a possibility. Look, I think, I don't know if you want to bring him into a team that's sort of with no confidence. You'd rather him come in to a team that's flying. You know what I mean? A team that's won a couple of games, or, you know, got their tails up. Their tails are down a bit at the moment. I don't know if I'd rush in Jai Gray just yet. He's played two games of New South Wales Cup. He's been the best player on the field in both of those games. That's not going to stop this week. I'm sure he'll get out there and murder him. We'll talk about the New South Wales Cup game a bit later. Yeah, look, I'm not sure what changes they're going to make. They might make a few changes to their interchange. They sort of, I think Davey only got a few minutes there, 20-odd minutes. Didn't get a lot done. Most of the time when he was on the field, we were tackling. So he sat out there and tackled the whole time, whereas he's probably our best strike weapon in the forwards, carrying up. Tommy never got on till the second half. Made a bit of an impact there. He comes on and he throws his weight around, big Tommy. Junior, I thought his first spell was good. Second spell, not so good. Probably lacked a bit of energy in the second spell. Keon was on the left. He jumped on the right.
They would have been gassed, all of them. They would have been gassed, all the work that we did.
They've just done so much defensive work. I mean, talk about defense. Cameron Murray, the captain, in his 150th game, 55 tackles, 72 minutes, and it takes away from his attacking ability. His biggest strength, Brownie, is he's played the ball. His late footwork at the line, his ability to run between defenders, land on his front.
Well, we never had that opportunity. We were forever on the back foot, forever working off our line. They had us pinned in our own half. We didn't have much field position at all in the first half, any attacking options. Obviously, that restricts Cody and Latrell in their attacking game. But, yeah, we're just lacking spark, chaps. We've got to get someone in there that's going to give us spark and create something out of nothing.
Yeah, we need an explosion off the bench there somewhere, or something to turn the tide when we are on the back foot. Come on with a bit of energy. We don't want someone to come on and drop the ball. That just kills all your momentum.
Well, we spoke about 70% completion. You're not going to...
If you're coming on, you've got to come on with energy, in particular with the football. When you don't have it, lead the line speed. You'll just come on fresh, lead your line speed. Get the talk up out there. Keep the talk up. It's a team game, and no individual is going to get us out of this. The only thing that's going to get us out of this is a full team performance.
Hard work.
From top to bottom, hard work. Look, there was another couple of milestone games. Jackie Whiten's debut. Played with plenty of energy. Made a lot of half breaks there. 18 carries, 158 yards. How do you think his performance was?
Certainly tried down that left-hand edge. Chaps always put his hand up to... Like you just said, his tough carries were good. Tried time after time to get us out of trouble with a barnstorming run. Half poked his nose through on a couple of occasions.
He did.
But yeah, just one of them games. Like I said, we had no
field position.
His kick chase
was good. I think he got down and really walloped Dom Young.
Yeah.
And then the next time that kick went up, Dom Young had a look and dropped his lolly. So that's one thing you get out of Jackie Whiten. Yeah. Defensively, playing that one step wider, hasn't played centres for a while. He's going to be better for the run. Working in with AJ, they got lost there a little bit. I think they come in and took the same bloke once or twice there. They're going to get better at that. I thought Tane Milne, again, 15 carries, 158 metres.
He's strong.
In his 50th game in the NRL, he was strong again.
Had to be. Chaps, because like I said, working off our line for majority of that first half and a little bit of the second half, he came in, always puts his hand up for a tough carry and made plenty of yards, like you just said, 158 metres. I thought he was strong.
And Latrell, they love to boo him. They sort of started to boo him as he got the ball, and I think it was pretty ordinary form by them. Latrell Latrell's obviously the star of the game there, and look, ended up with a sin bin in the second half. Brownie, how'd you see that one?
Yeah, it was a 50, one of them 50-50 calls, wasn't it, chaps? It probably could have went either way.
I think he did a good
way.
Job shadow on the ball, but I think he just put that right arm up. If he doesn't
right
put the right
the
arm up, I don't think that's a sin bin at all.
I don't think Teddy was going to get to it by then either. I think the ball was pretty much gone. It was going to go dead.
He stepped on him to need him, but that's all accidental, like, I mean.
Yeah.
Teddy, dude, he would have got the Academy Award. He milked the living Christ out of that bloody dive. He had the arms up in the air like Sarah Bernhardt. But anyway, yeah, that's the way it goes. Positional play defensively at fullback, you just got to move those legs a bit more. He's not there in some of those little kick chase moments.
Yeah, you can probably see.
He's brilliant under the high ball.
Where the ball's going, it just doesn't get there in time on some occasions. And that's probably just an area where Latrell's got to improve for the team as well. Obviously, give AJ a little bit of a hand and Tane, you know, retrieving kicks and so forth.
Because under the high ball, he makes tough catches look so easy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like nonchalant. But just that little bit of kick defense when it's tackle four or five when they're on the line, it's an attacking situation, just needs to cover a bit more yards there because they're starting to target that.
Yeah, they know that that he's not going to be there, so they'll put the kick down there. So that's an area where Latrell's probably just got to get better at.
And, I think we've just about covered everything on that game. Brownie, time to probably, you don't want to, but give the Chookies a wrap. They just were the better side. Every bounce of the ball went their way. They wanted it more. We're just going to have to give that one of the Chooks, as tough as it is. I mean, I hate giving it to them, but...
Well, you just hit the nail right on the head, chaps. They wanted it more. And being a big game, we normally get up for these big occasions, but right from the get-go, and we said at the start of the show, we were just on the back foot from that first incident where the Roosters challenged the drop ball.
Mm.
They were successful. And from there on in, they were on a roll and we just had no answers for them.
Nah, we'll dump that tape and the boys will get back to the drawing board and try and come out and give it to the Dogs this Friday, Easter Friday. As I said, don't lose hope. I'm going to get myself out there. Me and my daughters will go out there. Going to hit up the Central Coast after it for the night. We're looking forward. I think Brendan Talisky, big fan of the show. He's going to get out there, big Brendo. He will be looking forward to it. What we might do, Brownie, we haven't actually had a break here on Rabbitohs Radio, but we might head to our first break and have a look at the pathways right after this. All right, back with the Pathways Report brought to you by the Juniors, loyal sponsors of ours. And they do a great job there. The Juniors got a great bistro there. A couple of good restaurants, Brownie, Pinocchio's.
Yeah.
Great Italian food, isn't it?
Yeah, got the gym up there as well and the new Henry's Bar where we had the spa event the other day.
How was that? They've done it up a bit too, haven't they?
They have. They had a DJ on after the game. Obviously, a lot of people would have stayed there.
Is that
there.
Why you're on knee swollen? You have a little hack up there.
Yeah, a little bit of a dance.
A little cut the rug, eh? Yeah, the old dolphin dive into the worm. That's one of my old favourites. Or the old crossover. I don't mind that. Or the backspin. I pulled out a few of those over the years down the Coogee Palace.
The sprinkler?
Back in the sprinkler.
What about hang the washer now?
Actually, don't mind the, what do you call it? The metal detector. I reckon that's a good one too.
Oh,
I'll pull that one out, yeah. Just from time to time. But yeah, I got out there early to watch the New South Wales Cup. They had a great win, 28 points to 12. Led 28-0 at one stage. Put the queue in the rack a little bit. They come up against a pretty tough Roosters team. They had Egan Butcher and Billy Smith. Still a napper. So, mate, there was a lot of big names there on offer for the Roosters. But our boys, they look pretty organised, Brownie. Completed high. Just put pressure on. Showed a bit of energy with the football through the forwards. Led by Shaq Mitchell. Probably unlucky to miss out in round three. He could be someone that comes in. Shaq hasn't got the greatest foot speed, but he's got a lot of skill. He showed that. He jumps in and plays that Cam Murray role.
He's hard to handle too, big body.
He is, mate. Peter Mavazilis was strong. Tommy Fletcher, the young bloke, New South Wales Cup debut. Mum and Dad, Tina and Nick came down. His sister and brother were down there, so it was good to see him get out there and just blow the cobwebs out. He looked strong in defence, like a lot of hit and sticks, flipping blokes on their back.
And he's only going to get better for the run. It's his first game this year. He's been injured, like you said, Chaps.
Yeah, and he'll get more agile. He's a pretty big guy too. So, yeah. I mean, I'm sure if he gets in a half gap, it'll be a real pretty sight to see him stretching out. Cheek's done a good job there, the pro that he is. But the bloke I like coming off the bench is Matty French. Always brings that energy, runs a good line, runs between defenders. He scored a nice try. But it was the first time I'd seen Lockie play reserve grade in the flesh and played pretty well. Kicked all right. Now, he set up that first try. The second try had a big dig in to give space to Jai.
Mm.
And then the second half, it was Dion Tuiupa who put on a couple of really nice plays, taking it to the line on the left-hand side. I think he had Gagai short. On the right-hand side, he hit that Matty French. It was a fair effort, but there was no denying the star of this whole game was Jai Gray. Anyone that watched that game will walk away going, wow, this kid's anything. Mm. Hit four line breaks, 271 metres. I think he scored a try like a front rower. He ran between two or three blokes and then dragged two other blokes over the line and got the ball down.
Mm. I didn't see the game, Chats, but I did see the highlights on the New South Wales Rugby League website. And he looked to be a class above the opposition. Like you just said, they had some quality players in the Roosters team, but he looked to be well above them and he was carving them up left, right and centre and splitting the opposition defence like no tomorrow and scored a great try with speed. And that's something that we're missing in the top grade, Chaps, and that's why, my opinion.
Fullback, 5'8", halfback.
He's got to be there.
Well, he's certainly a spark or a jack in the box, so to speak.
You know, people say, is he ready or is he not ready? He's too young. He hasn't played enough New South Wales Cup games. But you just got to look at these other clubs that are debuting these young kids, the Tigers, that young Lachlan Galvin, Ethan Strange from the Raiders.
Mm.
They didn't play much New South Wales Cup.
Blazed to lungy, didn't he? Didn't look out of place. Only a little bloke, but powerful.
Yeah.
Well, look, when you get a guy at a certain age and they look a cut above at the 19s, which he did in the 19s when he did play, then he went down and played flag when he came back because ball was over, carved them up, done his hammy again last year. We've asked him to play Charity Shield this year. Mate, didn't look out of place.
In a full strength, against a full strength Dragons team, mind you.
Mate, he looked good. And then we've dropped him back to the Reggies. And he has been by far and away the best player on the field. And they're the sort of players that you say, well, how long do we wait?
That's right.
Anyway, I don't know. Not sure what's going to happen there, but it was a great win. And I want to give a rap to another bloke coming back from a long-term injury. He had a terrible calf injury in the preseason prior to Christmas. Isaac Tuiupa-Thompson. Sorry, a bit of a tongue twister there, Isaac. But no, he had a really good game. Just ate up the meters and showed a lot of energy, come up, made some good reads in defence out in the centres. Mate, he's a player who's only going to get better and better, mate. I was really impressed with what I've seen from him, mate.
Yeah, well, it looks like he's lost a little bit of weight, Chaps, which obviously his speed will increase. His agility will be a lot better. But, yeah, he might be a player that might get named on Tuesday, Chaps.
Well, you never ever know, I guess, mate. And then I went out to the Jersey Flag. Now, they played at Wentworth Park, mate. I hadn't been to Wentworth Park since 1992 with my brother. I think I was about 16. We went out to watch a greyhound called Major Gossip, mate.
Major Gossip.
Red hot favourite, $1.22. My brother used to go down and put 100 on it and win 22 bucks, you know.
The dish lickers.
He loved the urn, but, mate, I hadn't been there a long time. And I wouldn't say it was a great ground to watch rugby league because the, you know, when they put the first, second, third up, that's board.
Yeah.
That board's in your way most of the time when you're watching.
Yeah.
Then they had marquees up. That made it hard. And it's sort of not on the same, I guess it's not sort of parallel to the grandstand.
Mm.
So it was a bit of a tricky old ground, but it was nice to go down there. You got the centre point town, the background and all that, some nice old buildings. But, yeah, we were outclassed in that one, Brownie. 30-4. Tough afternoon. Again, I think Coach Tippy spoke about it. You got to hold the footy. And, again, we didn't build enough pressure. When we did get down there, fifth tackle options probably lacked a little bit. The short kicking game, it wasn't on because it was one of those like English in goals. It was only about 5 metres, the in goal. So to try and pull it up in the in goal was just too tough. And the Roosters got us just down the middle of the field with a couple of dummy half tries from a metre out. A bloke we tipped off last week, I did mention him in the lead up to it. Al Daly's young bloke. He carved him up again, mate. Alan Holton. He's a name to look out for. I hope we go and buy him. He's a star. It's like an happy carousel. Carves him up down the middle. He set tries up. He scored tries.
I watched him play a little bit of footy in the knockout. And last year for the Roosters, yeah, he's a quality player. He gets out of dummy half really well. And you just mentioned before, chaps, that they've got to hold the ball. And once again, ball completion, it goes a long way towards winning games. If you're completing around 80%, you're going to give yourselves a hope at the back end of the game. But when you're completing, you know, low 60s, high 60s, 70%, you're not giving yourself any hope.
Look, one of our better players, give him a rap there. I think he's from the Coogee Randwick Dolphins, actually. The Dolphins team in the A grade. He played there last year. Rowan McIntosh, a bit of a sideshow Bob sort of lookalike. He's got the hair and a bit like Dean Richards from the South Eastern Seagulls, mate. Big carries, tall, lean sort of player. If you can think back to, say, Matt Peterson from Parramatta or Anthony Don, he's got that long, lanky style. He's hard to bring down, always land on his front. I like the look of him. Carson Kao, he goes all day. Carson. The halves sort of played off the back of a bit of a beaten forward pack, so it was pretty tough for them boys. The other standout I thought was Toby Sullivan, played really well off the bench. Decent middle forward. And Jordan Plaff, come on with plenty of energy. First tackle, caused a turnover. First carry, wins a penalty with his just energy, and yeah, he looked like a half decent player.
A little bit like his old man. That's how he played.
I was mad.
John Plaff, former Brisbane Bronco in the late 80s, early 90s. He used to always come off the bench, give the team plenty of energy.
He did. He was a bench player too, Plaffy, wasn't he? Yeah. No, and he was good, mate. And seen Benny Ely up there, who's keeping his eye on things, and Brandon Smith from the Roosters, his brother come off the bench, Jaden Smith. Very much looks a bit like him, a bit bigger.
Yeah,
I think he might have been playing a lock role or something like that. A little bit of hooker, a bit of lock, a bit like his older brother. And I've seen Heimel Hunt. He was playing for like the Hawks or something in the that leading game. Ron Massey, I think it was. The Glebe Dirty Reds versus, I think it was East Ride Hawks or something like that. So, yeah, there was a few people out there enjoying the afternoon sun, but it probably wasn't the game that Coach Tippy was after. But you know what? They've won two games. We'll take that one back to the drawing board and try and get back on the winning circle next week, mate. And then we went up to Cessnock, and it was 12-all against the Knights. And they end up running away winners, 34 points to 18. They're pretty talented, that Knights side. The boys tried their guts out. But I think that's about it for the season for them. I don't think they've got another game on. Well done to the SG Ball team on their season. They probably got off to a bit of a slow start.
Is there one more round left?
I think they got the bye in the last round. Okay. I could be wrong, but yeah. I know they got the one more game against Canberra down there at Redfern Oval. Okay, this week. There you go. Okay, sweet. And then Matt's, they had a bye. Lisa Fiola, we played the Tigers in both games. We got touched up 38 block. They must be strong, the Tigers. I didn't get out to these games. And Tasha Gale beaten 28 points to 8. Looks like that one was a bit more competitive, Brownie.
Yeah, well, the girls, they're just learning their trade, aren't they? Week in, week out. And they play again next week, the girls, chaps?
Yeah, it's on again next week, round 9 by the looks of it. Obviously, I said we play in the Mats and the Ball. We play in the Raiders down there where you probably would have played at Seaford Oval, Brown. You play down there?
Yeah, I did.
I went out to watch a game down there.
Nice and cold down there in the winter time, let me tell you.
Yeah, I bet it is, mate. Yeah, so there's a few games coming up this weekend, but the main one is Easter Friday, and we're going to come back for Team List Tuesday. Probably we might have to do it at Smogo because I think we're both working tomorrow. I'm on afternoon shift, so it's going to be a tough one to get out, but we'll see what we can do. Anything else for the listeners out there, Brownie?
Nah, that's about
Chin
it,
up.
Chaps.
Stay with this team.
Look,
this team has got a lot of people care about this team. That's what I've noticed. The amount of phone calls and bumping people on the street talking about the Rabbitohs. Look, we all want to see the team win. Look, at the end of the day, you've got to ride the highs and the lows. in rugby league. We've had a good run since probably 2012 where we've won a lot of games, made a lot of prelim finals, six prelim finals, two grand finals, won one.
I'd just like to see the team get into the arm wrestle early against the Bulldogs. Just go set for set with them. To complete our sets, get to your kick. You don't have to score in the first 5-10 minutes. Get in the grind with them and go set for set with them, and then eventually we'll wear them down. And then you start to build a little bit of confidence. Get into the game. Get some field position. Build some pressure. Stuff that we're not doing now, and it's stuff that we've got to do.
Just push up around the ball. 9 out of 10 times you might not get it. Just keep pushing up.
Yeah.
If a little offload comes, or who knows, mate. I'm not sure the changes games they're going to make to get this team winning. But I think, as I said, mate, it's got to come from the entire group. There's no individuals that's going to solve this. You can't solve this as an individual. It's got to be solved as a team, as a group, as a club.
The game has certainly changed, chaps, in terms of the way they play the game now. There's a lot of ball movement, it's a little bit like touch football, where they're going from coast to coast, side to side. They'll shift the ball, especially that game yesterday, Parramatta Manly. Don't know if you had the opportunity, and the listeners, if you had the opportunity to watch it, how much they shifted the ball and the ball movement, you know, inside, playing outside, two passes wide, the width of the passes from the dummy half to the first receiver. That's what we've got to get into our game. We've got to try and adapt to that.
Yeah, it might be a case of throwing the ball out and just we need to get fit and tackle, right? And if we can keep the score at the moment, what are we leaking? What did I say? 37 points a game. I guess a target. We've got to get it down to 20 points a game. That's got to be the target, first target. You know, almost halve our defense. It'd be nice to go out and knock the Dogs off this week. 10-0, Brownie.
That'd be a goal.
Let's get out there, score one try, and then defend a lead at one try to nil.
Well, we just said before,
we're capable of it. If the boys
we're averaging 109 missed tackles in three games.
Yep.
So, you know, let's get them down. 40 errors in three games. Get the errors down. Get the missed tackles down. Get the ball completion up. Stop the offloads. Yeah. All the little 1%ers, like you said, push up against the ball. Get in the arm wrestle. And dead set, have a go.
Yep, that's it. We might leave it there, Brownie. That might be about it for another edition of Rabbitohs Radio Podcast. Up the mighty Rabbitohs.
Up the Rabbitohs.
We would like to thank our valued sponsors here at Rabbitohs Radio Podcast. Daryl Lee, The Juniors, NG Farrow Real Estate, Blast Pit, Ramos Bricklaying, Bunnaby Water, Adam Sampson Finance, Oz Snow, and Site Pizza.